Yes, here's the all-star parade of bands. From New York's most glamorous showplace of talent, the Cameo. Here on the east side, naturally, of New York City, the National Broadcasting Company and the American Federation of Musicians, as a contribution to the United States Treasury Department, presents the All-Star Parade of Bands, featuring the nation's finest orchestras. And on the star podium for this broadcast transcribed, it's California's double-barrel gift to New York and environs, Bobby Troup with the trio, and the tenderest and brightest star on the vocal horizon, lovely Miss Julie London. Hello again, this is Fred Collins. NBC and United States Savings Bonds Division of the Treasury Department take pleasure in presenting the All-Star Parade of Bands and wish to remind you there is no finer investment than United States Savings Bonds. And now, without any further ado, from here in the Cameo, we'd like to introduce for his first number that very talented gentleman, Chic, I believe we could even say, with one of his original compositions, and I'll hold the mic for him. Here's Bobby Troup's own Route 66.
Ouch! If you ever plan to move to west, travel my way, take the highway that's best. Get your kicks on Route 66. Yeah. Now it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty, you'll see. Yeah. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino, won't you get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip. Get your kicks on Route 66. Won't you get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. I get your kicks on Route 66. I get your kicks on Route 66.
And there you have a taste of the Bobby Troup style of music and his own Route. Shades of Nat King Cole.
Yeah.
Was he the first one to do it, Bobby?
He was the first one to do it. He introduced it back around 1946, Fred.
And I bet you're mighty happy he did.
I'm awful glad he did.
I can appreciate that very much. I'm very glad that everyone is having such a wonderful time here in the Cameo. And we're particularly happy that you're here, Bobby. And what do you have racked up next for us?
Well, we're going to Hartford, Connecticut for 2 days, the State Theater, and then we're going back to California.
Wonderful.
To a club called The Interlude.
And I bet you they will welcome you back with open arms. And what do you have racked up next for us in the music line? And while we're at it, who are the sensational bassist and guitarist?
Well, I have Al Viola from the West Coast on the guitar.
That couldn't be Whitey Mitchell on bass, could it?
That is none other than Mr. Whitey Mitchell and his bass violin.
I recognize that true tone. What's next?
This is off my Bethlehem album, Fred. We did all Johnny Mercer tunes, and this is Words of Music by Mr. Mercer. Tell us all about the story of Jamboree Jones.
I begin my story out in West Virginia in a little college. All the student body only cared for football, never mind the knowledge. Never mind the sheepskin, they preferred the pigskin, seemed to have it in their bones. They knew all about it, couldn't live without it all, except a certain Mr. Jamboree Jones. He played the clarinet with all his might. He studied night and day. He practiced day and night. No running up the field for Mr. Jones. He'd rather run up the scales and down the scales. Ba-boo-da-ba-diddle-da. What tones? Even those buddies always cut studies to a tender alley. While they all were rooting, he'd be off a tootin', what's become of Sally? How they used to hate him, coaches wouldn't date him, they thought he was an awful bore. But he liked his rhythm more than being with him, so he only grinned and went to practice some more. Meanwhile, the team marched on to greater fame, till they were asked to play the famous Rose Bowl game. And on that day of days, the students beamed. What did they do when the team marched on the field?
Yeah.
They screamed, starting from the kickoff. They pulled every trick off, but they couldn't win it. Instead of going forward, they were going backward about a mile a minute. Seeing that position, they called intermission when they heard the referees say, 17 to nothing ain't exactly nothing when you only got about a minute to play. Then from the stands there came a distant wail, and it was Jamboree swinging Hold'em Yale. And all the students then began to yell. The players marched up the field and down the field, bop-a-boo-da-bidi-doo-da, a pell-mell. Now on a certain West Virginia hill, there stands that college still, just as it always will. And there's a picture in its hall of fame, and who's the boy in the frame who won that game? Jamboree Jones is the gentleman's name. Jamboree Jones is the gentleman's name. Jamboree. Jamboree Jones.
That's from the album Troop Sings Mercer or something like that. And it's selling like records, I can assure you. That Jamboree Jones was quite a figure in music, and quite an economist, too, for he knew where to put his money. And by the way, how many paydays for you in 56, and how much will you be able to save out of each payday? If you join the payroll savings plan now, your saving would be done for you automatically. You see, when you buy United States savings bonds through the payroll savings plan, money is set aside for you regularly before every payday. And that way, you seldom miss it. Almost without you knowing it, these sums grow into savings bond after savings bond. Before long, you have a collection of them, each one paying back $4 at maturity for every three. Just think, extra dollars to add to your own. So why don't you enjoy the feeling of security? A regular system for a saving that can give you that security. Join the payroll savings plan and see how much you can save this year. Yes, sign up for savings with United States Savings Bonds. So save for them now. And now here is the moment here in the cameo that a lot of people have waited for and yours truly never gets tired of seeing. Probably the most meteoric rise of any vocalist in this decade. And if you could see her as well as hear her, you would understand more fully the grace and charm of this lady. Here's Julie London. What is this thing called love, Julie?
What is this thing called life? The this funny thing called love? Oh, who can solve this mystery? Why should it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my love and threw it away. That's why I asked the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing called love? I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my love and you threw it away. That's why I asked the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing? This funny thing. What is this thing called love?
Let me see, what show was it that we were doing? The All-Star Parade of Bands, I believe. I wasn't quite sure there for a moment. I was a bit carried away. And Julie, it's so nice to see you here, and welcome to your premiere performance, as well as Bobby's on this all-star thing.
Thank you.
And what do you have coming up next?
Well, I think we'll do a thing from our album, which is Liberty. Bobby is bragging about his. Now I'll brag about mine.
That's it. Get all the plugs in, you know, because it's...
called Say It Isn't So.
I would never be one to deny it.
Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Everyone is saying you don't love me. Say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I see they say you're growing tired of me. Say it isn't so. People say that you found somebody new. And it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true. Just say that everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so.
Here's Bobby Troup singing Perdido.
Perdido, I look for my heart in Perdido. Lost it way down in Torito. Dancing a dance fiesta. Bolero, she glances, I dance a bolero. I said as I tip my sombrero, let's meet for a sweet siesta. Hi, was the sun when we first came close, low was the moon when we said adios. Bedito, I know I must go to Toledo. I know I must go to Toledo. This longing to lose Bedito. But bottle beats but wit. But bottle beats ba bottle bit of dit. E but wit. Ba bottle be bottle beats ba bottle bit. E. Whip whip bit of whip bit a barbado did the bar eight the barbado but whip bit of bit of ooh it's bad boobed over the bad boobed over bit boot babo eh jibad bad we are boot bit did it but bowed a bit to dear. We bit of bit the art boobado boobit boot and bibble zoot bit did it boot and bat boobed 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 boobed
I don't believe there's anybody around who could deny, Bobby, that you have one of the most unusual backgrounds of any group we've heard. What else would you like to sing, Julie?
Well, we have a new record out on Liberty. It's a single release that Bobby happened to write the song.
And it's called
Baby, Baby All the Time. Once I had a man, sweet as he could be. Once I had a man, and he was oh so right for me. Kind of sandy hair, eyes so soft and blue that you couldn't help but care. When he looked at you, he called me baby, baby, all the time. Baby, understand. Baby, you're for me. Won't you take my hand? But I pushed him away. Wouldn't let him near. Pushed him far away. Now I'm wishing I could hear him call me baby. Baby, all the time. It's so lonely through the day, lonely through the night, lonely, lonely hours without that man I held so tight. Lord, I pray that you will listen to my plea. Keep him close to you so he'll come back to me. Yeah. And call me baby, baby, all the time.
I'd like to explain at this point, after thanking Julie and Bobby for that, that this is the first show we've done here in the Cameo, the first one with Bobby Troup and Julie London, for that matter, and things are a bit hectic. We haven't staged anything, and Julie is used to sitting on a very comfortably upholstered stool, which there doesn't seem to be room for. So, I'll tell you what, Julie, why don't you make yourself comfortable trying to arrange the stool while I tell people about a pretty easy way to save for big things. Like, for instance, what are the big things in your life? Your youngsters and special schooling for them, those blueprints for a country home, maybe even plans for a trip abroad someday. We have some believers with us tonight. Then the 56 savings bond slogan is for you. It's this: For the big things in your life, be ready with United States Savings Bonds. And that's right. Big things take money, so be ready for them with money set aside in savings bonds. And the payroll savings plan is the easy way to do it. With payroll savings, money is set aside before each payday. That way, it's seldom missed. And yet, payday after payday, those sums grow into savings bond after savings bond. Soon, you have a stack of them. And here's an important extra. Savings bonds pay back $4 at maturity for every three you put in. Extra dollars to add to the ones you've saved. Yes, for the big things in your life, be ready with United States Savings Bonds. Join the payroll savings plan. And won't you join us now on the All-Star Parade of Bands from here in the Cameo with more music.
Was too plebeian, told me you were through with me, and now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river. I cried a river over you. I cried a river over you. I cried a river.
Julie London, the one. And that song needed no introduction whatsoever, as you can gather. It's the one that brought all the attention to Miss London, and we're very happy it did. And Robert Troop, if you could step over here again and deliver something, well, anything. What would you like to do?
Well, this is another song from the album, all the Johnny Mercer tunes. It's a wonderful song that Johnny wrote with Hoagie Carmichael some years ago and features the guitar of Mr. Al Viola, and it's called Skylark.
It's a beautiful number, too.
Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed. Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring? Where my heart can go a journey over the shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered land. And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy, serenading the moon. Skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there?
Now you have a pretty good sampling of the man that the West Coast has been raving about, and the people in New York are finding out what they're raving about. Bobby Troup and the trio with Whitey and Al, bass and guitar. Winding up things here on our All-Star Parade of Bands, Bobby, Robert, what's going to happen?
The song I wrote for my daughter.
The song you wrote, I know which one that is, The Three Little Bears, and it goes something like this.
Once upon a time in a neat little cottage, there were three bears. One was a daddy bear, one was a mommy bear, one was a wee bear. While they were out walking through the deep woods, a-stalking came a little girl with blonde hair. Her name was Goldilocks, and upon the door she knocked, but no one was there. So she walked right in, had a supper time, cause she didn't care. But soon she got sleepy, went to bed upstairs, when home came the three bears. Someone's been sleeping in my bed, said the daddy bear. Someone's been sleeping in my bed, said the mommy bear. Bear, bobbery bear, said the little wee bear. Here's the girl who's broken my chair. Da baba doo be doo spot beat beat bow. E baba wee bow. A wee be doo be oo bow. Bop bo la be da doo la be bop bo la be da. Just then Goldilocks woke up, broke up the party and beat it out of there. Bye bye, bye bye, said the daddy bear. Goodbye, bye, said the mommy bear. Bear, bobbery bear, said the little wee bear. So ends the story of the three: the daddy bear, the mommy bear, the baby bear. But don't forget Goldilocks with the blonde hair. Story of the three bears.
Bye bye is the story. And so from the Cameo in New York City, you've been listening to the All-Star Parade of Bands, presented as a contribution by the National Broadcasting Company and the American Federation of Musicians to the United States Savings Bonds Division of the Treasury Department, and transcribed in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President. Remember, there's no finer investment than United States Savings Bonds. And for the nation's top orchestras, it's this All-Star Band Parade. Fred Collins reminding you to invest in a bond today. Keep on buying them regularly. It's an investment in your country and in your future security.
Here, Morgan Beatty and the News of the World, tonight over most NBC radio stations.